Well, his new banjo style that's really kind of sweeping the nation right now. The Backstreet Boys are getting into it, and it's slide banjo or bottleneck banjo. I started messing with this style back in somewhere in the late 60s, probably. Never really pursued it very much, and then finally about 3 months ago, just completely got bitten by this bottleneck bug, if you will. And you know, a few other people have done it on the banjo. It was originally done by a guy named Gus Cannon, who had a jug band in Memphis, Tennessee, back in the late 20s. And the idea is, you know, originally you would like get in a bar fight and take a bottle and smash it and use it however you wanted to use it, but the musicians would just go for the end of the bottle and put it over their finger and use it as a slide technique. I'm not sure what the other end of the bottle was used for, but gives you a real nice bluesy kind of a sound. And being a banjo player, I'm used to doing this all the time, which really gets obnoxious after a while. So it's nice with a slide, you can just get some kind of long notes and mellow out a little bit. So this is a medley of two tunes that I wrote and was inspired by people like Mississippi Fred McDowell and Sunhouse and some of the great old blues guys that really did this stuff. So, Bottleneck Banjo Blues.